live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Hey, hey, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going. Yeah, 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 we going. Yeah, 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 we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live. From the 50-yard
line. Hello, hello,
hello. Hello.
Welcome to Feel to the Real podcast. It feels weird, y'all, because, you know, Jared normally does the opening, but we told y'all last week that he was going to be going on paternity leave because it's a new bird just entering the world any day now. We on countdown and watch right now for when the new Burgess will arrive. And so I am so excited that today, somebody that I have a great amount of respect for, have admired everything that she's done, because what she's done it with excellence. I've watched up close and personal, and I've watched from afar since I haven't been in Atlanta in almost 3 years. But I truly am grateful that Coach, well, I call it Coach Allen, Coach Alana Allen, joined us today for episode 144 of the Feel to the Real podcast. And so, of course, we like to introduce our people with a little more than just, you know, that. Just out. So I'll read her bio right now. Born in Atlanta, Coach Allen is a true ATLian. Amen. Yes. She completed high school at Stone Mountain High School and embarked on further educational pursuits at Georgia State. During her tenure at Georgia State, she received a Bachelor of Arts in Sociology. She continued her educational pursuits that afforded her the opportunity to receive a Master of Arts from Argosy University in Community Counseling. Coach Allen has always had a heart for service, which led her to become a part of the Alpha Kappa Alpha sorority. And you all have Founders Day coming up, right?
Saturday. Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Well, happy Founders Day in advance.
Thank you.
Additionally, she has previously served as a mathematics educator on the middle school and high school level. She's been coaching for more than 20 years. She has served as a middle school coach, middle school athletic director, high school assistant coach, and varsity head coach in the following sports: volleyball, basketball, softball, track and field. During her time as a coach, she was highly accomplished. She led her program to 3 regional championships in basketball, 1 regional championship in track, and 1 state championship in region 4, what is that? 4x4 track. Mm-hmm. And the most impressive, the back-to-back state championships for our girls basketball. Yes, the first time in school history for a girls basketball state championship and the first back-to-back girls state championship in the school district history. I could go on and on, but I'm gonna say this. Now, Coach Allen serves as the athletic director of the Frederick Douglass High School in Atlanta, Astros. And I want to read this because it's important. She's been honored with awards such as Middle School Teacher of the Year, Middle School AD of the Year, AA Girls Basketball State Coach of the Year, Metro Atlanta Girls Basketball, sorry y'all, Basketball Coach of the Year, and Atlanta Public School Coach of the Year. Come on, y'all. Coach Allen was most recently named the AD at Frederick Douglass and has had several months throughout her tenure as a coach that will guide her through her new role. Trust the process and be great. She exudes these things, y'all. So it's not just talk. And regardless of what obstacles that are presented, know to trust the process. God is working it out, and to be great, period. No excuses for failure. Find a way to make it work. Thank you. That was awesome. So you all helped me welcome. Y'all heard all of that stuff I just said. Y'all help me welcome Coach Allen. I'm sorry. What you want me to call you on here?
That's like, fine. Nah, Coach Allen is fine.
Because I'm just like, you want me to call? I never have ever said Alana. I don't know why.
I know. I'm glad you got it right, though. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people mess it up and say Elena. But, you know, I appreciate you.
Okay. You know. All right. But, yeah. So, how are things going in your new role?
It's going great. First of all, I want to just thank you for letting me have the opportunity to be with you right now and feel to the real. I think that's so dope. Feel to the real. I really like that. Real talk. I really, really like that. But I just had to say that because I'm like, that's so cool. But my new role, I actually love it. I absolutely love it. I'm still learning. You know, it's been a kind of a difficult transition because I'm not coaching anymore. And I love
compete.
I mean, I didn't realize how much I was going to miss it until I stopped coaching, you know.
Yeah.
I love competing. So now I'm on the sidelines just cheering right now. You know what I mean? I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it.
Well, I'll say this. So, you know how I feel about the former AD.
Mm-hmm.
But when I heard you were going to be the AD, I was ecstatic.
I appreciate that.
Because I mean, so for you all who don't know, I worked for almost 4 years alongside Coach Allen, basically in the athletics department at Frederick Douglass High School. And I watched you and your integrity and your just the level of excellence in which you do everything. And so I was just like, who else would it be? Like, why would they do anything other than give it to you? So I'm so glad you earned that.
I appreciate that.
I have no doubt that, I mean, every new adventure always causes us to stretch ourselves because we got to learn and figure it out. But I have Definitely. No doubt that, first of all, I don't think you'll ever stop learning because you're going to always be pushing.
Right, so, yes, for sure.
But for I feel sure. like once you get your feet like really on, like you, it's the sky's the limit for where you'll take this program. And I even see that already just in the awareness that you bring to the program through your social media. Like, I'm always like, what she tweeted that? Like, literally.
And that's so important, you know what I mean? Just putting it out there, letting people know who we are, you know what I'm saying? And the positive things that's happening at our school, because, you know, sometimes people are quick to post the negative.
Absolutely.
But, you know, our kids need to be highlighted in a positive manner.
Absolutely.
You know, and we was able to get so many scholarships just for putting stuff on Twitter, Instagram, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. Even,
you know, so yeah, I definitely try to do that for sure.
Yes, you are so good. almost the millennial head AD, right?
You know, right, that's real.
So it's different. You're showing them a different way to do it, and I love that. So outside of what you do at Douglass, and I know that's such a big part of where your life is right now, but outside of that, what's going on with you?
Well, I can tell you this. So since I have coached all my life, and I was like, oh Lord, my life is passing me by. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, gracious, because coaching takes up all your time, especially when you coach basketball and you want to be successful. I mean, it's year long, so you really don't have a life, you know. So now I have time and I'm focusing on me, you know what I mean? Getting my health together, just focus on myself, you know what I mean? Because so many years of my life, I focus on others, which I still do now, but now I have time for me. You know, and like I say, you know, I'm 43 now, so it's like, okay, you know.
Looking like a little girl over there.
But that's the kids. They keep me young, you know
that's
what I mean?
It, yeah.
But yeah, just focusing on myself and spending time with my friends now, because they're like, oh, you have time now? You know, my family, like Christmas, you know, although COVID was real.
Yes.
Still, I was able to, you know, the whole time to at least be around my family. Didn't have to go to practice.
Right. You know? Yeah. So that's the time. Yeah. When it's
totally different experience.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
that's awesome. That's so good. Because I know we tried to take care of ourselves a little bit. We started working out and all of that. And,
right.
and then things got busy. And here we go. So I'm so happy to hear that. You deserve that. As a life coach, I'll say, that's my main like talk to most people is like, you got to make yourself a priority.
That's real.
In order to have enough for your other people. So yay. Good for
yes,
you.
I appreciate that. You're so right though. You're so right.
Yeah. So for sure. So anything that's special, I mean, you just said one thing on Saturday, but anything else that's special that's happening that you want to share?
Let's see. Well, I'm working on my house, and you know, I'm trying to rent my house out, trying to buy another house. Like I said, I have time to focus on stuff like that. You know what I mean? Definitely, just my personal life. Just it was been on hold for so long. You know what I mean? So now I actually can do things. You know what I mean? Yeah. And traveling and doing
yes,
stuff.
Travel. Like that. Yes.
For sure. You know, mask on. You know what I mean?
At all times, please.
Right. <thank you. laughs> mm-hmm. Right. So that's about it. You know, still even being an AD and being this is my first year, I'm still very I'm paying a lot of attention. So I'm still going to all the games. So I'm still kind of busy because I want to make sure that, you know, everybody's doing what we're supposed to do.
Right.
Doing work for children. You know what I mean? So just making sure that we're staying focused.
That's right. No, I love it. I love it. Okay. All right. So I just want you to know that I'm rooting all the time.
No, I appreciate it.
I'm a Astro anyway, right?
So well, we already know that.
So it is what it is. So yeah, I'm just excited for what's going to happen for you.
No, so I appreciate you. You were here before the rings.
Right, so
right. You know the work that you know all the work we had to do.
Yeah, Lord Jesus.
For sure.
Oh gosh, yes. So, so please right now, because I don't want to forget at the end, share your social media in case people want to connect with you.
You know, I changed it. So let me make sure I got it right, because I changed it once I became the AD. It wasn't that. So right now it's Coach Allen _ FDHS. So before it was Lady Astro. So now it's Coach Allen _ FDHS.
All right. So if y'all want to check her, I'm telling you, like, just check out her Twitter, because that's all you got to do. Just check out her Twitter. It's amazing.
Yeah, and I appreciate that plug for sure. That's the one to see what's going on at Frederick Douglass High School and
absolutely.
All the stuff that we're trying to do to just put our school back on the map and get our kids exposed. So for sure.
I love it. All right. So let's jump into our Who's Really Right. And so for anybody who's new, who's watching, or even for you, Coach Allen, what we do is we just pretty much see where you are on the topic and see where I am. Typically, Jared and I don't agree. Typically, that's what's happening. And if we were really keeping score, I'm probably up one at we look this episode. So we've done about 135 episodes together. I'm probably at about 100 and he's at 35.
Well, I believe that. I believe that.
But he's who's really right. So he always excited when he wins one. And so just anybody who follows us knows Jared was humbly gracious enough to put out his Eat Crow on last week's Who's Really Right, which was who's going to win the national championship. And to his defense, though, he didn't want to say Alabama. You picked Alabama. Okay. He picked Alabama, but he didn't want to pick them. He just felt like Georgia couldn't get over the hump.
I should have been on that one. Oh, I should have been on that one with y'all. Because I would have let him have it. I'm telling you now, I know about UGA football. But we
listen, been I told him, I said, did you see them play in the playoffs? Because that was a mad team that played in the playoffs. They beat the snot out of Michigan. I need you to see that. Like, if comes to play.
They were prepared.
Alabama's not the Alabama of old. And it was showing at the end because Georgia was ready.
They were ready. They were prepared. The first time we played Alabama, I think that we slept on. We forgot they were still Alabama. But this time,
Nick Kirby Saban. Smart, it ain't even about it's Nick Saban. Like,
he's right. Nah, he's real genius. Talk. And now Kirby Smart was like, okay, I'm going to do my homework. We're going to bring that pressure. Yeah, that's what happened.
They had to get up at 5. I believe they were getting up at like 5 in the morning to condition because they ran out of gas.
Big time.
First time. So, listen, up till the zeros was on the clock, they was coming at them.
Jordan Davis stayed in the game. Before, Jordan Davis had to come out every time because he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
For real.
So, yeah. No, it was good stuff. So, graciously, thank you, Jared, for admitting that I was really right, and yay, go Dawgs.
Woo! Right, for real.
No, But our Who's Really Right this week is about Wild Card Weekend. We're coming up on Wild Card Weekend. A lot of teams trying to make it into the playoffs in the NFL. A lot of good games, actually, that are coming this week. So between Saturday and Sunday. So we're going to just go through the list and you tell me who you think is going to win. And if you'd like to say why, fine. If not, it's fine. And I'll do the same. We'll just do each one of them, okay?
Sounds good. Let's go.
Las Vegas versus Cincinnati. Who you got?
I'm going to say Las Vegas.
Okay.
And I was going to say Cincinnati at first. Because I know they have a good little quarterback over there. But I'm going to say Las Vegas just because I think they're going to win. This is and I think they have their team this year has improved so much. That's another reason why I think.
Okay. Now, I will agree. This is the one thing I will say. I thought that when John Gruden was fired, they were done.
Mm-hmm.
But they have gelled, and then to have one of your star players get arrested.
Right.
That I thought they're not gonna make it through this, but it's almost like those things have fueled them.
Right. Right.
So I mean, you know, I wouldn't doubt it, but I gotta go with Cincinnati because of that person you just said, Joe.
I agree. I'm with you.
The young man has got fighting him like nobody's business, right? And right. I'm so impressed with him. And his poise in year two, you know what I mean? Like, right, I'm just impressed with him. Typically you see in that sophomore trip that they kind of fall off or, and this is somebody who suffered a traumatic injury on top of everything else, but he just keeps finding a way. We always say on here, because LeBron is Jared's favorite player.
Oh, we'll see. Me and Jared got that in common because he's mine too.
So, we always talk about how LeBron picks up the mop bucket and everything to just bring the team with him. And so I feel Joe Burrow is one of those people. He'll pick the mop bucket up and just go with it. So I pick Cincinnati in this case. All right. New England versus Buffalo. That face lets me know.
And honestly, I don't really know anything about Buffalo like that. They're good, but New England, I want to say New England, but, you know, my boy Cam, you know, I'm going to say Buffalo just because Cam,
because he's not there?
Yes. He probably because he's not there. I'm just going to be honest. Because he's not there, that's why I'm going to say Buffalo. You know what I'm saying? However, I don't see them losing the first round. The Patriots losing. But I'm going to go with Buffalo.
Okay. So we might agree on this one. While I another quarterback, what is up with these Alabama boys, but Mac Jones, I've definitely seen the maturation over the season. He's definitely playing better. Because at first I was confused why you wouldn't keep Cam, but hey, you know, what do I
He didn't fit. He didn't fit.
Not Bill Belichick type dude.
Right.
He's not just going to conform to whatever. So, but I love Josh Allen from Buffalo. And they got Stephon Diggs. Like, they got some talent.
That's right. They got Diggs. That's right.
So I just feel like if their defense can step up, and just put a little pressure on Mac Jones. That's all they need to do, really.
Right.
If they put the pressure on Mac Jones, then they'll win. So I'm with you, Buffalo on this. Yeah. And plus, nobody gonna ever hear me say out of my mouth that I'm picking New England.
That's me too. That's me too. Yeah. Just being honest with you.
Yeah. Never.
Unless it was they playing the Saints, then I probably would have switched over. But yeah,
I might still pick the Saints. I don't know. Or I'd just be like, I don't care.
Right.
Whoever wins, I don't care. Right. Philadelphia versus Tampa Bay.
Ooh, that's a good one. But I'm gonna say Tampa Bay. I mean, Tampa Bay is not gonna lose the first round. They're not gonna lose the second round. Tampa Bay, I think. I mean, I thought they got a lot going on with my boy. But just, you know, running out on them. But I definitely think Tampa Bay. No doubt.
I don't even think it's going to be a game.
Right.
It's going to be a dragging, honestly.
I believe so, too.
Because the last 2 weeks, Tampa Bay has looked a little suspect and still came away winning, right? They won last week, even looking suspect. Like, they were down the whole game.
You have a GOAT.
But you got Tom Brady, so I don't know. Like,
you got the Michael Jordan of football playing.
I don't think they're going to... Yeah, I don't think they'll lose. I mean, and it's not, yeah, he's got a lot of people out, but they're all expected. See, he's getting back a lot of the ones. Like, I know Godwin is gone for the year, but he's getting back a lot of those defensive players, which was where their struggle was over the last couple of weeks. A lot of those people will be back for the playoffs. So I love Jalen Hurts, but
it's not gonna happen.
Another Alabama, jeez. But yeah,
right. Yeah, Tampa Bay is gonna at least go to. They're gonna go to at least the conference finals of division finals if they don't the division championship. If they don't go to, they don't win a Super Bowl again. Yeah.
Oh Lord, I'm gonna stop watching football if they win. until Tom Brady retires, I don't want to see football anymore. That's right. What I'm gonna say.
Mm-hmm. Right. It doesn't matter where he goes.
I'm gonna just stop watching football. We just know who's gonna win. If they come back to the Super Bowl and win, that's it.
Yeah.
San Francisco versus Dallas. This is probably the best game of the wild card weekend right here.
Yeah, that's a hard one too. That's a hard one. I ain't gonna even lie, but I would probably say Dallas. San Francisco's on the up. That's gonna be a good game. That's gonna go down to the end.
That's gonna be a good game.
That's gonna go all the way down to the end. You know what I mean? Yeah. I really, really believe that's the most evenly matched.
Game
out of all of them. But I think Cowboys. I don't know. I just think the Cowboys gonna win.
Okay. Woo! Lord have mercy. So if Jimmy G is okay, I would marry that man. He's so beautiful. if he's okay, San Francisco might have a shot. And anybody who knows me knows I don't want to root for San Francisco because I can't stand Kyle Shanahan. The way Super Bowl. Oh, bruh. He gets no love from me, but I can't bet against them in this one.
How many points you think they're gonna win by?
It won't be much.
Okay.
It won't be much. It's not a blowout. It's not gonna be, it might be three. It might be three at the most.
This season?
They play each other already? I don't think so.
I
don't think they played each other already. It was early in the year if they did.
We're going to see if San Francisco can stop the run game because if Zeke come out and he's ready,
But, you know, he hasn't had, this past weekend, he hadn't had a 100-yard game in like
six. I know.
I was like.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, they're putting a lot of pressure on Dak Prescott. That's my thing where I feel like the issue comes because if you become one-dimensional, the only thing that I feel like would really put Dallas over the top is their defense. Michael Parsons is a beast. That young man is a beast. So if he comes out, if they come out and their defense is on point, which they have been, then it'll be a tough game. But I just have seen San Francisco do some crazy stuff this year. Like, it feels like they just really have, like, this grit that they're going to grind it out. And so I feel like they might grind them out by three. I don't know if it'll be much more than that. But I'm going to go San Francisco on this. And the last one is Pittsburgh versus Kansas City.
And let me tell you, I want Pittsburgh, and I'm going to tell you why. Because my brother, the coach over there, they dog them out, saying you're going to go to the college level and all this stuff. I was so excited when they won. So he was excited. He was dancing and stuff.
Yes.
He's been getting a lot of support on social media. Everybody's talking about him now, saying, you know, he hasn't had a losing season since he's been in all this stuff. So I'm going for Pittsburgh. And I'm not a Pittsburgh fan. I'm straight Atlanta Falcons all day long. Okay. Mm-hmm. Since we're not playing.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm going with Pittsburgh.
Okay. So
And then Ben's leaving. This is it.
This is it. This is so for me, anybody who knows me knows that the Falcons are my first team. The Steelers are my second team.
Oh,
I am a fan for real of the Steelers. But I'm also logical.
Okay.
And I'm going to say.
Right.
Kansas City is not the Kansas City of last year or the year before that. I will say that. They have not played up to expectations this year.
Not consistently, right.
Not consistently. At all.
Right.
But they got this little dude named Patrick Mahomes.
Exactly. 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 No, that's real.
And my man crush, Travis Kelce.
Right, 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 right.
I don't know that they're going to lose.
They probably, I mean, they have all the people, but I feel like it's going to be an upset.
I feel like Jared did about last week's pick. If Pittsburgh wins, I won't be mad.
Right, 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 right. I won't be mad
because that's my team. But yeah, it's tough to go against Patrick Mahomes.
That's true.
Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman. I can keep going on and on. Like, it's hard to go against. And now the running game is starting to pick back up.
Pittsburgh bring that defense, and that's what they're known for.
That defense ain't been that defense in a while, though.
True. That's true. You're absolutely right. But I tell you, I got a feeling.
Okay. I love it. I'm here for it. Let's see. All right.
Who would Jared pick for that one? I want.
We'll have to look, Jared. I know you're going to watch this, so we would love for you to go ahead. He got to put it together, so he'll see it. So,
okay.
Jared, let us know who you think is going to win that game between all of them, really, but Pittsburgh and Kansas.
Right.
I would love to hear what you have to say. So y'all let us know who's really right. I'll recap. So the first game was Vegas and Cincinnati. Coach Allen picked Vegas. I picked Cincinnati. Next game was New England and Buffalo. We both picked Buffalo. Next game was Philly and Tampa. We both picked Tampa. Next game was San Francisco and Dallas. Coach picked Dallas. I picked San Francisco. The next game was Pittsburgh and Kansas City. And Coach picked Pittsburgh. I picked Kansas City. So y'all let us know who's really right and give us your picks. Obviously, you need to do this tomorrow because the games start on Saturday.
Right.
So let us know who you think is really right. And we will see. We'll have to do something next week. I'll have to do something next week to make sure we mention who won, okay?
Please.
Okay. All right. So now we're on to topics. So this first topic, first of all, this feels very much so like the Cleveland Browns from about maybe 6 or 7 years ago. It was just a toxic environment. I mean, literally and physically, they had staph infection going on over there. That was disgusting. Mm-hmm. But just everything was real toxic there. And so Jacksonville, the Jaguars, are in a world of trouble right now. Fans are upset. Like, literally, this is why I said it reminded me of Cleveland, because there have literally been fans in the stands with brown paper bags on.
Wow. What, covering their faces? Like,
embarrassment. And they also said it was a representation of how they feel about the owner, Khan, and feeling like he's a clown.
Oh, wow.
Uh-huh. And obviously, if you don't know, the Jaguars had the worst record in football this year, which is probably the second or third year in a row this has been true for them.
Mm-hmm.
And they
didn't the coach have some situations or something too?
Yeah, that's what I was about to talk about. Yeah. Urban Meyer.
Yeah.
Was their coach. They had hired Urban Meyer from the college ranks to come in to coach this team. And he had multiple situations go on with outside of the field. There was the woman and
dancing
inappropriate stuff he was doing. And And then apparently he had several altercations with some of his players. To the point of like, literally, I think one of the kicker accused him of like physically abusing him. I know he and one of the other, I think it was one of their wide receivers, had a big issue blowout. Like he left the facility and was like, I'm not coming back as long as he's there. Like it was really bad. So that happened. And then here's the cherry on top of all of this. They are being sued for breach of contract by one of their sponsors that no longer wants to have anything to do with them. They don't want to have any association with this team. And I've never heard of anything like this before.
Wow.
I've heard sponsors wanting to pull out, but not from, like it would be from a person.
Mm-hmm.
A whole team? I don't think I've ever heard this before. Either way, I'm sure it's happened, but I'm not. It's crazy.
Yes, very much so.
This is
very
crazy. Much so.
And they've stayed on the news too.
It's toxic. And I don't know, like, at this point, is it what people feel, I think, is that this is a from the top down thing. And they need mm-hmm. to possibly make some, maybe the owners need to get together and make a decision. Like, you know, they've had to do in the past to say, you might not be the person for this.
Right.
And we'll see you later, sir. Like, take your money and hit the bricks. We'll find somebody else that'll buy the Jaguars and keep it moving. This is a great opportunity. Jared and I always talk about some of the players are wanting to pool their monies together to buy a team. Some of the former players.
Oh, wow. That's dope.
Especially African-American, like a pool, a group of African. I would love to see like a group, investment group of African-American, former African-American players come together to go and buy this team.
And that'll be great. And that will be great. You know what I'm saying? And an unfortunate thing is if, you know, this is my personal opinion. If he was of another race, he probably would have been gone. You know what I mean? They already got rid of the guy with Miami, I think. They just got rid of him.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that in a minute.
Okay, yeah. So I'm like, it's the Jaguars. Yeah. They stay on the news. And I don't even follow the Jaguars, but I know the drama. Yeah. You know what I mean?
And the crazy thing is, their owner is not, he's a minority. He's Arabic. He's Middle Eastern, of some Middle Eastern descent he is. So I think it was a sheikh or something. Like, he's not even white, but either way.
Right.
It's still just, it just doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel right. I feel like this is as good a time as any for them to come together and just say, you know what, we gave it a shot, sir. And it's unfortunate. The unfortunate part of that is you're the only person of color to own a team in the NFL. Right. And this is what's happened.
And this is what's, yeah. And that's even worse. That's even worse, you know, for real. But I do absolutely love the idea. I've never heard of football players trying to come together, but I mm-hmm. think that is awesome. I think that'll be great.
Yeah.
Like, for real. Like, I mean, even with our basketball team, the Atlanta Dream, mm-hmm. it was so much drama with that owner and all this stuff, the stuff she was saying.
Oh,
stuff
my gosh.
So one of the players, a sister, ended up getting a team. You know what I mean? That's awesome.
Yeah.
For real.
That's the stuff we have to, but I hope that, I hope that if the opportunity presents itself, that enough of them can come together and do that. That would be really cool.
Yes, I totally agree.
Yeah, that'd be really cool. So I'm here for it. So we'll see.
Right.
We'll see. So next topic. We just got through talking about this man. As I stated, I'm a huge Pittsburgh fan. Have always been fascinated by him because he's not athletic at all. But he's just a big man and was able to escape for some odd reason. His whole career, he was able to just escape from just off sheer size, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But Big Ben.
Mm-hmm.
So Sunday could have been his last game.
Mm-hmm.
they did some stuff, some Pittsburgh steal of magic, and came away with that win, and then had to sweat. Listen, I was sweating with them because the other game that they were watching to make sure they made it for sure to the playoffs, because if the teams had tied in the other game, they wouldn't have made it.
Okay.
So they had to watch, I think it was was it the Rams and 49ers that play? I think the Rams and 49ers play, and they had to, it was either they had to, one team, it didn't matter which team won, they just couldn't tie.
Mm-hmm.
And so they ended up, the Rams ended up winning the game in overtime. And so, yeah, Big Ben got that win in Baltimore.
Hey, yeah. And that was, let me tell you, I was kind of torn then too. I wanted Steelers to win because of the Colts, but then I wanted Baltimore to win because of the quarterback, because I really like him.
Yeah.
And he doesn't really get the praise he deserves, I think.
No, he does not.
You know, so, but Big Ben, like you say, he's a big, he don't even look like an athlete. You know what I mean?
No, big bumbling lumberjack.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer too. He's definitely legit. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
But one thing I can say that I think is why they're going to pull the upset is the coach. I mean, the way he motivates his team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's so amped. He's so hyped. Like,
he's young with them. Like, that's what I love.
He has that energy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And the players feed off of that.
Absolutely.
And I think that's the trump card.
His swag has been, I feel like, this is what I see. I wish he was coaching back when Troy Polamalu.
Oh, with all the hair.
And Jerome Bettis.
Mm-hmm.
When they were there.
They call them the bus or something.
The bus, uh-huh. Mm-hmm. If he was there with them, because that swagger that he has is infectious to his team.
Yes.
And this is kind of what you kind of see from some of those players, like him, he's real calm, cool, and collected. They real mm-hmm. calm, cool, but they got a little nasty swagger about them. And so, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And I love it. I love that for him. I think Ben has thrived under him. And they've had a really good, you know, it was rocky at first because he super cool dude, real, I'm unapologetically Black man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you know,
right. That's
that
right.
was an adjustment for Ben. But once he adjusted, I think they've mm-hmm. done really well. You know, I had to pick who I picked, but you know, I'm like, Ben, I love you, go do your thing. But it was just really good to see them get this opportunity to keep going. So,
definitely.
And for his career not to be over yet. Like, because the loss means it's over.
It's over. Sitting at home watching like the Falcons, you know.
Oh God, on the couch with us and the Saints, by the way. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's the only good thing, to be honest, because at least they didn't go to. I thought we did.
I'm going to need y'all to have a seat. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
So y'all can't say nothing either.
Because my cousin sent me the meme that said, but y'all going to be sitting on the couch. With us. When they said we won, like the game on Sunday, but y'all going to be sitting on the couch with us. So.
Exactly. So, right. Yes. We even split anyway.
You need some popcorn? I got the drinks.
Like, right, let's go. Watch together.
Right. So, all right. So, okay. So I know we're about to talk about something that's more in your lane.
Mm-hmm.
Klay Thompson just came back. Man, just watching him take the floor
mm-hmm.
the first time and then watching his energy that mm-hmm. whole game, I was grinning from ear to ear. I have missed Klay Thompson. I will say that. Steph Curry is my favorite of all.
Wow. Okay.
He's the dude for me. And it's beyond just basketball, but definitely the purest shooter ever. Best shooter ever.
And he surpassed my cousin Ray. He got Ray.
Yeah, he got Ray. Yes. So Klay Thompson returns 2 years. He's been off. I think they gave the number of days. It was like some ridiculous number, 607. It was 692 or it was crazy because he had back-to-back injuries. So he's back. What do you think he'll add to the team down the stretch?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm not a Warriors fan. Okay, I'm not a Warriors fan at all, because I think that team was super loaded, which helped them win. But with Klay, I think he's been kind of in the shadow. He is the truth. You know what I mean? I really, really like him. I think if he was somewhere else, he'll really be getting the money, getting all the fame, getting all the glory, however.
Shine would be there, yeah.
I think, they actually have somebody, I forgot the guy's name that's on the team now. He came from, I think, the Timberwolves. I think he got traded. I forgot his name, but with Klay back, I mean, they were already winning. And now it's like, good God, now you got threes being shot from everywhere. You know what I mean? And he had a great game. I think he came back, he had 16 or 17 points.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
he didn't miss a beat. It don't feel like
he missed a beat.
The thing that people miss about Klay Thompson, yes, because it always gets highlighted that he and Steph are like this dynamic duo shooter.
Right, Splash Brothers.
People miss that he is also a phenomenal defensive player.
Right, that's true. That's very true, and that makes him very, very dangerous as well. You know what I mean? I like how he came out so aggressive his first game back. Sometimes people are timid. Mm-mm. Because of the injuries, you know what I'm saying? But and the fans, I mean, even people that were their opponents were happy for him. I mean, because he's seems like such a good person.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yep. But the dude's a flat out baller.
He's a baller.
He's going to make it hard for people to beat Golden State. I'm just going to be honest, in 7-game series.
It ain't happening. I feel like this day year,
it's going to be tough.
This one's going to be a grinder. It's not as, you know, like you said, they put the super teams together and, well, they put a super team together 1 or 2 years, but before KD got there, it was still just the two of them, Draymond, you know what I mean?
Mark Jackson had the team then. So right. Mark Jackson built it.
Right. Mark Jackson built the team that Steve Kerr then went and won a championship.
Exactly. But
I feel like they're back to that to me. Like, they got some utilitarian players that they brought in. They didn't really go out and get, like, huge superstars this time. It's just the people, their core people, and they just sprinkle a little bit here and there. And so I feel like they're going to do it. I'm hoping they will, because that's my favorite team. But, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm hoping that the Lakers can get healthy. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we old, but I'm hoping we can get healthy.
We old. Y'all old.
Yeah, we're kind of old. You know
I'm geriatric over there, but it's okay.
But we old. You know, LeBron, I think he's 35, 36 or something. I think he's like 36 now. Yeah. But he's still scoring 30. He's double-double, almost triple-double.
He doesn't count. Like, him.
If Russell Westbrook can do something. Like, if he can stop, turn over the ball, if he can play some defense, if he can shoot the ball. You see, I'm adamant about it.
Rondo for what they getting. They could have kept Rondo for what they were getting. Rondo was giving them more than this.
That's true. And I just knew Westbrook was gonna bring something.
I know.
I'm totally disappointed. Man, Carmelo, I mean, I already knew what we was gonna get from him.
I mean, he's trying to be their superstar. He just he's like, let me kill and enjoy. Like,
hey, you want me to shoot? Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, no problem.
Exactly.
Yeah. But I think it's just, but this goes to the coach to me of helping. You gotta be strong enough to help your players understand their role.
Right, that's true.
And if you're not strong enough to make them understand who they are.
That's true.
This is what you get.
That's true, because it's not LeBron coaching their team. they need some. But yeah, I don't see. I mean, I'm just trying to think who could, you know, I don't see.
In the West? Who going to beat
the West?
Warriors?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. That's why I said LA.
Nobody even dominant like that.
Exactly. That's why I was thinking LA, we were healthy, but
AD gone, and
yeah, he'll be back. I think he got probably maybe like 3 more weeks or something like that. Okay. But that's another thing. That was huge. You know what I mean? Losing him again, like
again. I'm worried. I'm starting to worry. Like, are you gonna make it?
Right. And LeBron is getting older, I mean, but his body is sick. You know what I mean? He works his behind off. Like he's
it's something else about LeBron. He's not normal.
Right. Right. He said he wanna play with his son, so he's gonna make sure that his body
is
in total shape.
He's gonna be the Tom Brady of basketball. He's gonna in his 40s playing basketball.
Right. But the only thing is they love Tom Brady. LeBron has so many haters.
And he cares zero about that.
And that's what I love.
He cares zero. I say this all the time. I don't like LeBron's basketball game, but I love LeBron the person.
But why don't you like his basketball game? I wanna know.
He needed to go play football. That's all I can say. It's not his fault. It's to his advantage, I guess. Why? But I just don't like it. But he uses his size and his body, and he's bruiser when it comes to, you know, playing. It's probably less now. I've seen it less in the last couple of years. But when he was young, oh my gosh, he would just almost upend people with his body, just right. Backing them up. He could almost take you off your feet. He's just big and strong. It looked more like football than basketball. I'm the finesse, like to see the skill, and not that he's not skilled.
Right. It's
just that part of his game, I don't listen.
Three different teams.
Yeah.
Three championships.
I'm not taking anything away from him. Listen, this is me and Jared's debate because, you know, I'm old school, so MJ is the GOAT in my
mind. Oh, no, MJ's the GOAT. Oh, no, no.
Jared thinks LeBron's the GOAT.
Now, MJ's still the GOAT. Then LeBron. Then LeBron, for sure.
Yeah, I say MJ, Kobe, then LeBron. Because I like a finesse game. It's
I feel you. But have you seen LeBron? Like LeBron shooting threes.
That's the master of finesse right there.
Just watch him though. He's getting triple doubles. He's shooting threes. He's shooting jump shots. He's crossing.
I mean, he got the whole game now. The man can play 1-5.
Right.
He can bring the ball up. He got ball handling skills. He can power it in the paint.
He will knock you over.
Right. He will knock that thing. That's what he does. I agree, but I'm just not a. I'm good. I'm not a fan of his basketball game. I'm just not. I love him the person though.
Love at least him. He got a little love. You got a little love for him.
Oh that's yeah, cool. He gets love from me. It just ain't that. No, not basketball. We ain't gonna be basketball friends, buddy. Yeah, we're gonna leave LeBron alone. So let's talk about Real Roll Call now. This is my favorite part of the show. Because we get to just quickly give our response and our reasoning. We get like a minute. I don't time it. Jared's real able about it. He times it. I don't time it. But we get about a minute to give your opinion about these topics. First one, Houston Rockets introduced a new concession stand item. It is a hot dog with mac and cheese, bacon, and Fruit Loops on top.
Fruit Loops.
Fruit Loops. Yeah or no?
No. Nobody gonna be watching the game. They gonna be in the back. Their stomach.
Guts. That's what I said.
Oh my god. That fruit. Now you the hot dog. The macaroni and cheese. I've heard of it. But when you say you got the bacon and you got
Fruit Loops and bacon and mac and cheese on a hot dog.
Nah.
I said, was somebody on crack? Like, what happened?
Exactly.
Somebody was smoking something real right, they popped the wrong pill.
They were real hungry. Right, they were real hungry. They came up there. You got salt. You got salt. Sweet. You got to get some sweet at the end.
Yeah. When I heard Fruit Loops, first of all, Fruit Loops by themselves, ew. But Fruit Loop on a hot dog?
Yeah, no.
Ew. So, no. I'm with you. No. All right. Next topic. Falcons. This is so Jared. This is an O to you, because Jared
was
the one that texted me and said the Falcons are petty, and I said, "Why are the Falcons petty?" He said, "Because they didn't even bother to put the Saints' name on."
I saw that today. I didn't know.
He said, And they didn't bother to put the Saints name on it. It just said visitor.
Yes, and that's what they are.
It's what I told. Thank you, Coach Allen. This is what I said to him. I said, that's not petty. That's the truth. They are the visitors.
Exactly.
What is this petty? Let's be real. It's a little petty.
No. No, because we don't have to say that. We would have put ain't. The ain't.
Right, because we leave the S off. Just ain'ts is here. But.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean? But nah, that's not petty. They are the business.
But what if we went somewhere and they did us like this?
That's fine. We don't want their name anywhere.
Not really. Even in our stadium. Like, our no. Stadium.
Totally against that. Totally against that. So go Falcons on that. Yeah.
Oh, that was hilarious. Yes.
Yeah.
Like, the Falcons is petty. I was like,
rise up all day. So yes, no.
Oh, that was so funny.
That is funny though.
Oh, I just, God, I was cracking up. I said, only in Atlanta would we do somebody like
only
that.
In Atlanta.
Only sure. In Atlanta.
For sure. Oh. Only in Atlanta.
Oh, so funny. Okay. So again, another thing that Jared brought to my attention, and I was livid when I saw this, was that the Dolphins fired Brian Flores.
Not fair.
So this team. I wish I had pulled up the stats, but they were losing before this man took over, or you wouldn't have fired the former coach, right? And they were almost in playoff contention. Had some things shifted and moved around, they would have been in the playoffs. Why are you firing him again?
Didn't they have like a winning streak towards the end?
But I'm saying literally
like a record. So yeah.
Seven games or something.
Right.
Why? Is all I want to know is why. Yeah,
we know why.
Well,
and that's unfortunate because that's not fair. That's not fair. I mean, that's why they were even talking about the brother with the Steelers. Like, that's not fair. But they're not. Yeah. They don't talk about others. You know what I mean? It's not that many African coaches anyway.
Well, it's so hard to get a job as an African American coach in football, professional football, right. Especially a head coach position.
Exactly.
The reason Eric Bieniemy is not somebody's coach by now.
He should have been a five, so get me started. Right. Right. We was rooting
for him. He's not somebody's coach, I have no idea. And then yeah. Bruce Arians' whole coaching staff is all African-American men who should be coaching somewhere. Coaches.
See.
Some of them have been head coaches, but they deserve another shot. If you can give some of these other people a chance.
Right. Everybody was shocked about that, though. Everybody was shocked about Dolphins. Nobody could believe that.
Yeah, I really was in a place where I was like, I don't know what's happening. I would have loved to have heard the logic from the team, the GM, whoever
right. made
this decision, president. What was your logic? But I'm hoping that because it's his tenure is really recent and he's kind of hot that he'll get the opportunity somewhere else soon. That's right.
I hope so too. Right. I definitely hope so too.
I think Jared said he may be interviewing with New York, with the Giants right now.
Oh, wow. That'd be great. That'd be great.
I just want him to have a job. You can go to any one of them, Denver. It don't matter to me.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So,
right. I agree.
Yeah. So we'll see what happens with that. We'll see. All right. So on to the real. So this, I just happened to run across this. And I know, like, it's been a long time since this person has played sports. She's in her 70s, I think, now. But I just thought it was so dope. So this is Anita DeFrance. She's a former UConn basketball player and rowing athlete. So first of all... I didn't know Black people rode, but hey, there you go.
I'm trying to figure who the person is, but that's what's up, though. And she wrote to me? Wow.
Yeah.
And she played at UConn back then?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And so once she finished playing basketball, she went on to become an attorney. And in 2005, she's the president and founder of the Tubman Truth Corporation. And so she works to, clearly, if you know anything about history, Tubman Truth, the name of this organization is Harriet Tubman, mm-hmm. Sojourner Truth. So she wanted a place for women to be able to be empowered.
Oh, that's awesome.
In their, awesome. Yeah, in what they do. And so I think it's really cool. And I commend her. I mean, because, you know, she was already probably older when she even took this on. And, you know, she's had three careers pretty much. She was basketball, then attorney, and now this. So she's had, she served a lot of, on a lot of committees and boards for Olympic athletes. And so for Olympics committees, wow. and stuff like, so she's the truth. So I'm excited to spotlight her. So kudos to you, Mr. France, for all of what you've done as a female, a woman of color, and a former athlete. So
good stuff.
Yeah. So, and I didn't say it, and I should have said it. What our On to the Real is basically where we highlight or spotlight someone who played a sport and has now moved on to something else.
Oh, awesome.
Because our thing, feel, hence the name, Feel to the Real, because we want athletes to know they're more than the sport. And helping them to realize what that is kind of why we do what we do.
Good stuff.
And so now our feel-good final thought. So I'll give you the barometer. So our feel-good final thought is typically where we find a story that's either what we call eyeballs, makes us eyeball sweat, or it makes us smile. So either crying or laughing, that's what it does. And so today we're spotlighting Rachel. Okay, I'm horrible with saying names. Rachel Balkovev. As she becomes the first female head, like she's the GM pretty much of a pro baseball team.
Wow. Now that's special.
So she that was my special. Smile. Like I'm smiling
like,
because
real, that is special.
She's it's a semi-pro team, but still, first female to actually be head skipper of a baseball team.
A baseball team.
So very dope. That gives me hope as we continue to see things happen even in the NBA. I have to go back and look. Did Becky Hammon get the job?
It's with the WNBA team.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she got the job.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even her journey prior to that of being in the NBA, I feel like that's the next step, right?
Definitely.
Somebody's going to get the job because it baffles my mind that even in the college ranks, so many men can coach female teams, but women don't coach male teams. Why? I don't know.
Right.
So we got work to do, but at least we're starting. And so this was huge. Rachel, I won't butcher your last name again. Rachel, good kudos for you, ma'am. And our show pick. So this is where I'll pick kind of something you've been watching. And so it can be anything, clearly, for me. This week, I'm picking the Pivot podcast. This is bittersweet because it's the splitting that has resulted from I Am Athlete. Fred Taylor and Channing Crowder have left I Am Athlete to start their own podcast with Ryan Clark. And it's really good.
Really?
It is. It's really good. They wanted more of a platform to just kind of what they consider locker room talk. Just kind of, you know, talk about any and everything, but kind of like you're at the barbershop or something. You know what I'm saying? And so that's kind of the feel you get from their show is more barbershop-y. But it's still good. They've had...
I think I've seen it. Since you said the barbershop, I think I've seen it.
Yeah, so Chad was their first guest this past week. Chad, and he's still on I Am Athlete with Brandon Marshall, but he did a guest spot with them this past week. Of course, Channing Crowder is a fool. So it's pretty, you know, funny. Fred's real serious, but Ryan's the good mix in between the two of them. So it's a good show.
Oh,
so what you watching? Now that you got time and all, right?
I know, right? Not many shows particularly, but you know, I'm just watching just games on TV.
Right, you get to do that.
Right, I did see a little bit of that podcast you're talking about, just briefly. So I am familiar with it, but not too much. But I'm definitely am now since you just mentioned it. I got to check it out.
I mean, because I'm a huge I Am Athlete fan, so it's really sad to see, you know, the split. But I understand people have to do what they have to do, what's best for them. And so I'm still I Am Athlete fan, and I'm going, you know, always be a I Am Athlete fan. But because I love Brandon Marshall, I love what he stands for as far as mental health. I will be a fan, but I'm a sports fan at heart. So I'm going to watch both of them. It's fine.
Right. Mental health is real, though.
We ain't even going there.
Right. There'll be another show. Right.
So we're at the end of another one. Coach Allen, I cannot thank you enough for your time today, joining us, being a part of this. You were awesome, by the way. Love your energy and your thoughts. And so I just said it. Anytime, you can always.
I had fun. This is my first time doing this. I have to do it again. So Jerry got to get up. I got some for him, though, with that Alabama thing. So let me know. You know what I mean? And then when the Lakers start winning, then I definitely kind of come back, because me and you got to talk.
Oh, we going to have that conversation. Let's go. Let's go. I'm with it. Absolutely. So thank you all for tuning in today. You know how much we love you all and just appreciate the support and the love. And if you want to reach out to us, please feel free. Our email is feel2therealpodcast@gmail.com. Our IG is feel2therealpodcast. Our Facebook is Feel, just like it's behind me, Feel to the Real. And our YouTube is Feel to the Real. And I don't know why I can't remember our Twitter. It is Feel2P1. That's it. That's our Twitter. And please, on our YouTube, go subscribe, like, share. So, you know, every episode we've ever recorded that's a recording is on there. So just go check us out. And we will see you all with another guest. I'm excited about our guest for next week already. Next week. Peace.
Now put the cameras on me. 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 Put the cameras on me.